News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Wegovy, the wonder drug against obesity, which is very similar to Ozempic, will be available in Irish pharmacies from today. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Professor Donal O'Shea, the HSE lead on obesity. Good morning to you, Donal. This is a good thing, isn't it? A widening of treatments available for people with obesity.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a wonder drug for any condition, and particularly for a condition as complicated as obesity is. But this is a positive development. You mentioned Wegovy is really the same compound as Ozempic, but at a different dose to maximize the weight effect. And the obesity program and the HSE want these treatments to be available in Ireland. The first step in that is a launch by the company. The second step then is for the program to actively look at how we move towards getting these reimbursed and covered on the medical card scheme and drug payment scheme, because access and availability are huge for these medications.
When you said it's at a different dose, does that mean that it's stronger than Ozempic?
So the Ozempic is 1 milligram of semaglutide. Wegovy is 2.4 milligrams of semaglutide, exactly the same drug, but at 2.5 times the dose.
Okay.
And with that, Ciara, comes side effects. Now, I've just come from the emergency department where 3 of our admissions over the weekend were related to side effects from this class of medication. And the side effects are constipation, vomiting, and profound nausea. And if you're not counselled about this, if you're not if it's not appropriately prescribed by a doctor you trust, then you are running the risk of side effects being dominant.
Okay, so there are side effects to these drugs, but there are side effects to many drugs, and ultimately that they are effective.
Yeah, no, there's no drug will have big effects without some side effects. It's about being aware of the side effects, knowing what to do if you develop the side effects, starting at the correct dose so you build up gradually to a dose as you tolerate it, as we do with most medications.
The issue about accessibility and affordability, obviously obesity has a huge, I mean, it is in of itself a disease, but it has a huge knock-on effect in terms of risk factors as well for other diseases. It would appear to be, to most people, cost-effective to treat it if you could do so. And yet, we aren't doing that. You have to pay for these medications. So only people who can afford the 100 and something euros per month for Ozempic, or 200 euros or whatever it is going to be for Wegovy, only people who can afford it can actually access this treatment. It seems very inequitable, Donal.
It is very inequitable. It's not where we want to be. The HSE are reimbursing Saxenda for people living with obesity who have particularly high risk profiles. And at the moment, while these drugs are expensive, they will only be cost effective in the people who are at higher risk. Over time, as cost will come down when these drugs come off patent, it will become more cost effective to treat more people. And the, you know, Ireland is progressive in the fact that it is reimbursing already some of these medications. And that's why the World Health Organization came earlier in the year to look at the obesity model of care, meet with Minister Carol McNeill and say, look, keep progressing the rollout of the obesity program because other countries are watching.
Okay. And so just maybe finally, do you expect when these come off patent and become cheaper, as happens with all drugs over time, that we'll see more and more people taking them?
There is no doubt. We're at the same point we were with blood pressure back in the 70s. We are at the beginning of understanding it. Back in the 70s, we used to only treat very high blood pressure with crude meds. And now we have a range of really lovely treatments for blood pressure, and it's widely managed. We're at that stark point now for obesity, and in 30 to 40 years' time, I think we'll have a very different landscape in terms of obesity, and I hope we will have equal access across the population.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Professor Donal O'Shea there, HSE lead on obesity.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.